Walt Disney World Memories Podcast, Memory 116, The Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at www.memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to www.memories.net/support.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And welcome to Memory 116 of the WDW Memories Podcast. My name is Lou, and I'll once again be your host as we take this journey into another Walt Disney World memory. Well, the weather is turning warm. We're at the quarter mark in the baseball season, and the Orioles are in first in the East, and like everyone else, we're starting to think about summer vacations. I have to let you know, though, it doesn't seem like we're going to be getting to Florida this year as per usual. Instead, we're talking about Southern California, home to Disneyland and Disney's California Adventure. Not sure it's going to happen yet, but we're looking at it. In the meantime, let's get back to Walt Disney World and continue our day at the Magic Kingdom and spend some time out of the sun and laughing with some very funny monsters. We're going to pick back up just as we left the loading area from the Tomorrowland Transit Authority People Mover. It's a warm afternoon in September, and we've been enjoying the very late crowds, 3 out of 10 on touringplans.com. We're looking around, trying to figure out what to do next and what gets us out of the heat for a little while, and what's better than Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor. We'll leave our stroller right where it's parked and just walk over to the entrance and immediately are greeted by wonderful air conditioning. The queue is mostly empty, but it's still a few minutes before we're let into the pre-show area. Finally, they let us through the gates, and we get to hear the explanation as to, you know, why we're being let into the monster world. Finally, the light comes on, and the door opens, and we're let into the laugh floor. In today's show, you'll hear the kids in the audience laughing many times. It was a really good show, actually, and, you know, where everybody really did a great job and was involved, and, it was a lot of fun. As the show ends, we gather our stuff, and we'll return back to the heat of the mid-afternoon in Florida. This is, again, though, where we're going to stop our memory, and we'll have to pick back up next time. So when this attraction first opened, I wasn't so sure. You know, I loved the Timekeeper, which used to be housed here, and I wasn't sure how this was going to go over. The concept of an interactive show with the monsters appealed to me, but I should have known that Walt Disney World would come through with another great attraction. I love the ambiance of the room. It feels like a comedy club, but one that even my children can come and enjoy with me. And don't worry, even though these are monsters, it's all about the laughs and family, and that's what makes it a really great in my book. So does my day sound similar to one you had? Does it trigger a fond memory of your own trips? Please come share it with all of us, and while you're at it, leave me some feedback on the show simply by visiting the WDW Memories website at www-memories.net. There you can find out how to contact me, leave feedback on the show, connect with me on social media, or maybe view some of my photos and videos. And don't forget, you can always reach me on the voicemail line at 336-WDW-MEM-0 and leave your request or feedback that way. If you like this show and want to help others find it, a review on iTunes will help move us up the search results list. Or maybe mention us in a tweet on Facebook, on Google+, or on Pinterest, or whatever your social media of choice is to help get the word out about the show. Finally, if you'd like to help to support this podcast in some small way, you can click the donate button where you'll be redirected to PayPal. Here you can make a one-time donation or a recurring donation of any amount you like. And don't forget to check out those affiliate links on the website for other great information that helps support the show. Some of those funds have already gone to the purchase of the new recorder, which has greatly improved the quality of my in-park recordings, as you can hear. Now, today's memory is in binaural, so I'd suggest putting those headphones on to fully immerse yourself in the memory. Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we laugh with some cute and funny monsters.
Minutes. Let's just do this. They'll love this. It's gotten moved. You want to go look while I'm waiting here?
Mikey,
stay here. You want to go see that?
I'm going
there. Let me go see the bubbles. Susie, if you want to go... You can go with them, and then when we tell you come back, you gotta come right then, okay? My caramba, this thing's hot. We could go do a dream with Mickey after this. All right, come on. Mikey, Susie, Mikey, come on. Quickly, come this way. Here. Right there. Put it. Y'all want to go hear the monsters tell some jokes? OL. The thing says OL.
Carpet, fill in all the space, please. Move all the way down. detection agency. Not sure if something is funny? Call the CDA hotline and we'll be there in a flash. We know comedy is hard, so now the CDA is here to help. Ready to drop in on a moment's notice to scientifically find and evaluate your... Agents are available day and night. The future of industry is a joke, and the Comedy Attention Agency is here to help. The CDA. We take comedy seriously.
Once again, humans, please keep moving all the way down that red carpet.
It cuts through. You can hear it.
If you can see the floor, you can move down some more.
Yeah. just what is funny, especially for monsters who are new with this whole comedy thing, like Roz. That's why we have the Monsters University School! Monsters University is training the top laugh makers of tomorrow, today! Monsters learn how to be funny in a safe and nurturing environment where we all care and share together. Offering classes in prop comedy! Physical comedy! While others, they're just getting started. Knock, knock. Who's there? It's your future. It's your future who? It's your future right there at Monsters University. All right. Exciting. We're just about to open the doors to the lab floor. Bring up the logo, guys! Isn't it great? Yeah, I designed it myself. Okay, here we go. See you inside, everybody.
Ready? Here we go. You're good. Go. Let's go right here. Yeah, let's go around. Come here. That likes to make funny faces is dating a monster. Doesn't think this is funny.
Hey! Hey there, guys, buying anybody churros, all right! Thank you, sir! Most popular guy in the theater buying churros. Hi, everybody! Hi, hello, welcome to the lab floor. My name is Buddy Boyle. I'm one of the Funny Monsters here. I am not your MC. That stands for Monster Ceremonies. And that job goes to a little green guy, if you know his name, yelling out.
Mike Wazowski.
That's right, Mike Wazowski. If you're a Mike Wazowski fan, just raise your hand up nice and high. All right, there are a lot of you. Nice, thank you. Thank you, that completes the mic check. Mic check. Mic check. 2 gigawatts. Look at that. We are on our butt. Sir, don't fight that urge. I can tell you what, man. Woohoo! face turned red. Good times. Followed by awkward silence. Hey, by the way, while you're here in the monster world, when you hear a monster say, "Hello, humans," the proper response is to throw your arms in the air, wave them around, and yell as loud as humanly possible. Let's give that a go. Everybody, arms at the ready? Arms at the ready. Hello, humans! Awesome! Okay, so do that every time. And to start the show, I need everyone to go, "Hey, Roz, start the show!"
Hey, Roz!
Nicely done, everyone. I just like to say...
See that giant canister? That's when we collect your laughter. The more you laugh, the more power we collect. The less you laugh, well, we may not have enough power to open the exit doors. I can tell we're off to a great start.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the laugh floor. And now, make some noise for your monster of ceremonies, me, Mike Wazowski. Hello, humans.
This is your first time in a monster world. There are a few things you should know. Like if I said, "You stink," to that guy, it would be a compliment. You're welcome, sir. See, now we're at the laughter. So the only one here who might make you scream would be Roz. We like to call Roz the face that launched a thousand lunches. Hey, why did the chicken cross the road? To get away from Roz! She's up on the screen, isn't she?
Wazowski, you better fill the can this time, or else...
Or else what?
Or else this.
Okay, folks. Phew. Are you ready for our first act?
Yeah!
About something that happened right here in Monstropolis featuring you as the stars.
Whoa, except for that guy.
Oh.
Yeah, he's already famous. He is that guy.
He's that guy.
Yeah, he is that guy.
I love that guy.
That guy has a hat.
Well, this, I love that hat, but you know, this is another story.
Yeah, it is.
This is the tale of two monsters. The first was a somewhat hairy scarer named Sully.
Oh, Harry. Yeah.
And he had a best friend named Mike Wazowski.
That's Wazowski with one eye, sir. One eye. Cover an eye, close an eye, poke
an
eye. Nice. That in, yeah.
He did very well. Now, Mike and Sully were living here in Monstropolis, which was having a power crisis.
Everyone say, oh, no!
Oh, no!
Oh, not to worry. It was Sully's job to collect streams for power by making scary faces.
Scary face, hit us!
Oh, this caused everyone to scream. And this produces power from Monstropolis.
And everyone said, hooray!
Hooray!
Well, then one day, a little girl entered the monster world through an open closet door.
Correct, and her name was...
Boo.
What? Why are they booing me?
They're not booing you. Her name was Boo.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, she liked to play peekaboo. Can you play peekaboo? Peekaboo. Peekaboo. Play peekaboo. Peekaboo. Oh, it's a weird little puppet show.
I love puppet shows. Yeah. Well, not as cute and adorable as Boo was that evil scarer named Randall.
Dun, dun, dun. And Randall could turn invisible. Turn invisible. He could...
He's good.
Oh, no, wait, he's bad.
What?
Randall, he captured Blue and threw Mike and Sully out into the human world. This sends Sully into a tizzy.
Whoa, that's more like a hissy, dude. Mike, it was really funny.
You're boring me. Wrap it up.
You got 10 seconds, hurry!
What's up? Sully went into my village, so closed the door. Back at the boss, we'll try to get Blue back home. Randall chased him on a roller coaster ride through the door while Blue took care of Randall. Mikey's most wanted to all discover that. It was 10 times more powerful than Scaree! Get down,
sleeves. Oh, that's sad. Hi, I'm Buddy. What's your name?
What? Yeah, that's an easy question.
Raquel.
Correct! That's just one small example of my telepathetic powers. Raquel, I need you to think of a number between 1 and 50.
Do you have that number in your head?
Very good. I want you to tell it to the audience so they will know when I get it correct. But don't worry, Raquel, I will close my eyes so I can't hear you. Have you told the audience your number? Did you tell them loud enough so people in front of the theater who
really want to
hear you can hear you?
23.
Have you told the audience your number? What?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Raquel! Raquel!
3.
Raquel! Raquel!
Oh, there you are. Sorry, I could not hear you. My eyes were closed.
You can tell the audience your number. Here comes the tough part where I pluck that number from your brain. We have to be linked up mentally. Please place your hands on the side of your head. Now turn your fingers into antennas. I see you've done that before. Okay, good, good. Okay, now, good, good. Get it from the satellite dish there. Good, nice. Now repeat the phrase of mystery, Raquel, and that phrase is... You can do it!
Performing the jokes you just set in, my nephew, Marty Wazowski!
Hello, humans! Wow, that was like totally awesome. And look at all the humans here. This is totally great. Well, hello, everybody. My name is Marty Wazowski, and when I get big, I want to be just like my Uncle Mike and go to Monsters University. Hey, have any humans out there ever heard of Monsters University before? Yeah! That is totally awesome, and guess what, everybody? Guess what? Everybody asked me what? My Uncle Mike got some of your jokes that you texted in and wants to hear them. Come on, man, I hear ya! Yeah! Cool, but I need a human kid to help me out. So if you're a human kid, I want you to put your hand up really high in the air because I need some help. Okay, let's see. I see a human kid. Let's see. He's way down in the front, and he's got a parachute on. That's so cool. Yeah, thumbs up to you too, man. Hey, my name is Marty. What's your name? Hi, what's your name? Manuel, it's nice to meet you. How old are you?
Venezuela.
Venezuela! I love Venezuela. Okay, so everybody help him out with these jokes, okay? All right, here we go. Okay, somebody from Kentucky says, why can't dogs dance? Everybody ask me why.
Why?
Because they got two left feet. Hey, give them a big round of applause for helping me out. It was totally awesome. That is so cool. I got some more jokes to tell you. I got a joke from Cordelia from Arizona, who says, what do you call an alligator that wears a vest? Everybody ask me what?
What?
An investigator. Hey, everybody, knock, knock. Orange.
Orange.
Aren't you glad we're having as much fun as that guy? It's not time to give a big round of applause, everybody. Have a great day. Bye. Bye, Venezuela.
Okay, let's give the little guy a big hand. Wasn't he great? Oh, man, look at that. We did it. We killed the cat. We go. What do you think of that, Brad?
Well, I guess I have to promote the one responsible.
Oh, yeah. What's my new title?
Not you, Wazowski. That guy. Give him a big hand.
Well, that's our show. Thanks for your laughter. And goodbye, humans.
What did you think of that one, Mikey? Castle show starts in 5 minutes.
What does?
Castle show. They would like it, probably. You don't want to?
Show. Ray Taylor, what did you think of it?
Great!